By now, you probably know what an empath is, or have at least heard the word empath. Let's talk about the challenges that they face and ways to overcome them. Let me know if you're an empath and what challenges you face every day. An empath is someone who is open and highly sensitive to the point of being able to process and embody the emotions of others. The challenges that empaths face: experiencing emotional and mental strain. Absorbing the emotions of the people around them can lead to them feeling overwhelmed, stressed, physically ill, or drained, changing their mood completely. And they may feel a need to get away from people. The constant processing of emotions, their own and others, can leave them feeling chronically fatigued. Feelings of anxiety and depression are also likely, as they are constantly being bombarded with the emotions of others. Feeling the weight of the emotions of everyone around them, it is vital for the empath to learn how to manage their own emotions and practice self-care. They are likely to have issues creating boundaries. They know what the other person wants or needs without them asking, and they may have a hard time saying no without feeling guilty, as they want to make people happy. They may feel like they can fix other people's problems, leading them to neglect themselves. Their lack of connection to themselves can lead to them being unaware of their own needs and desires. They may have difficulty understanding what is their emotions and what are the emotions of someone else. Time alone is necessary for the empath to recharge and release what is not theirs to carry. Social and relationship struggles may arise, as the empath will likely attract those who take advantage of them, such as a narcissist or energy vampire. The empath will avoid conflict at all cost, even at their own expense. They are often told they're too sensitive or too much, which can lead them to feeling like a burden or that they aren't good enough, when really, people just don't understand their natural disposition. Crowded or chaotic social situations may feel overwhelming or particularly stressful. They are often torn whether or not they want to go out. They are often mislabeled as introverts just because they need more alone time than others. But in small group settings, the empath can be very social. These people are also very sensitive to sounds, to smells, bright lights, all of which can feel overstimulating. Ways to overcome these challenges: learning to say no when you want to say no, without feeling guilty for saying no, knowing that your needs are just as important as anyone else's. Setting limits for when you're available. You don't have to be available 24/7. Prioritizing the time for yourself. Visualizing a bubble around you. It can be any color that you choose, and it protects you so your energy stays in the bubble and everyone else's energy stays outside the bubble, and it just kind of bounces off the bubble. Practice meditation and mindfulness to gain inner awareness. Spend as much time in nature as possible, as nature will help stabilize and ground your energy. Prioritize rest, reflection, and self-care to maintain a healthy balance of give and take. Step away from overwhelming or overstimulating situations. Take a time out if you need one. Journaling can help you release emotions. It also aids in self-reflection and managing your emotions. Embrace your gift and stop thinking of it as a curse, when really, it's a superpower. Connect to the wisdom within you, tuning into all of the information that you're receiving, strengthening your natural abilities, learning to maintain and manage your emotions will all allow you to be true to yourself without absorbing so much from others. And spend time with your pets. Empaths love animals. Animals are extremely healing to empaths. So spend time with your beloved pets.